Triam RV Center. How may I direct your call?
Stephanie in service.
All righty. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
This is Stephanie. Can I help you?
Yeah, it's Joanna. Sorry, I was on another call. So,
hey, that is fine. I said I just left your paper sitting right here. So I said, she will give me a call back. Okay.
I will.
Let me get to, okay, so what I got to talk with my service manager, and we are going to attempt to turn in that faucet on warranty and see if they can take care of that for us. That'll give you a little bit of a break there. I should know something today or tomorrow. I'm not real sure if everybody's got set in from the holiday schedules yet.
Yeah, that's probably a slow getting started.
Yes. The downfall to this is it did crack your water heater at the seam. With it cracking at the seam like that where the welded seam is, where it comes together, the only way that happens normally in my 10 years of doing this type of work is if it freezes and busts. So I wouldn't be able to get that covered under warranty. And we think the water pump may be bad, but what we would like to do, if it's okay with you, is go ahead, if you agree to doing the water heater, let's get a new water heater on there. And then Cole said, let's test that water pump again. And if it's bad, then we'll move forward with discussing that with you. But there's a 50-50 chance that water pump may have survived it, and it's just because it's a bad water heater and not getting the correct amount of water pressure it's supposed to be is the reason it's not acting right. So, we were able to, we took an extra $100 off the water heater for you. And normally it's three hours labor to do it, but Cole allowed me to cut it to two for you. So with that being said, it's still going to run around $1,200, but not $1,560 plus tax. If you want to do that, I can go ahead and get everything going for there, and that's about the best deal that I can do on there, and that is including your 10% off. So that saved you about $450 bucks there.
Let's go ahead and get the water heater updated.
Okay, so what we'll have to do is order it because we order them to fit. That way we don't have something in here that don't fit. And I will get on getting the water heater on order and getting that faucet turned in. And then for those recliners, we are going to put in to replace that one recliner. So I'll let that go over with the warranty claim with the faucet. It may take, I know, at least a week maybe for that water heater to get in here, maybe not
that
long. But just trying to keep you updated on it, and I will contact you and leave you a message or whatever as things move along. And unless I ask you to call me back, or, of course, if you always want to call, you can. But sometimes I like to just drop people a little voicemail and say, hey, the water heater's been ordered, the faucet's been ordered, just to keep you updated.
Okay. Well, okay, so when it was 8 degrees outside at the beginning of December, I know we used it after that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I used the water heater too while we were camping over Christmas and it was warm. And I didn't notice anything leaking or dripping or wrong or...
Those things are made... The best way that I know to explain it, and we will get photos anytime we do anything like this.
The more times it freezes, the worse it gets, or...
Yeah. There's really no rhyme or rhythm to it, I'll be completely honest. We could set it 20 degrees and everything freeze up, and then we can drop. Do you remember just a year or two ago when we got below zero a little bit and was there for a couple of days? We didn't have as, I say all the time, I think it was too cold to freeze it then, and I know that sounds silly. But I see a lot more issues if we're just in the teens than when we're in the single digits. For whatever reason, I don't have an answer to that. We'll get pictures
because when it was froze, it was, you know, like you said, in the 20s when I drove it over there, and I was like, Well, okay, so 8 degrees. I mean, I know I was taking a risk. I knew
Right.
that, but
But
it
yeah, we'll most definitely get you photos and things like that of it, and it'll explain it better to be able to see it. I like to hear
was.
about it, and then I'm a visual, so I try to
I
prevent
am
that
a
for people.
visual. Yeah,
Yeah,
you're
as soon
right.
as they pull it out and things like that, we'll get all that information, and I'll be sure and get pictures so we can show that to you. But with your consent on this phone call, because of course you know we're on a recorded
Yes,
line,
yes.
I will go ahead and move forward with getting the water heater on order, and we'll just move forward with it, and we'll give you an update in just a few days.
Okay, I appreciate you greatly.
Hey, you're welcome. Bye bye.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.